of the virtuous Sangha, out of compassion for the sake of this assembly and all living beings, please turn the wonderful Dharma wheel to teach and guide us how to end birth and death, leave suffering and attain bliss, and quickly realize non-birth. Cùng thính đại đức tăng thính, vì thứ pháp hồi cập nhật thiết chúng sanh, thính chuyên diệu pháp luân giao đạo ngã môn, như há liêu sanh thoát tư ly khổ đạt lạc tâu chứng vô sanh.
Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one.
Nam mô Saranto Suche Doye Alahudi Samyao Samputo Sye.
Nam mô Tathagata Doya Daya Alade Tamya Tambo Dato.
The unsurpassed, profound, subtle, and wonderful Dharma, 100,000 million eons, is difficult to encounter. Now that I am able to see and hear, I will receive and maintain it. I vow to fathom the best come one's true and actual principles.
Wu shang sheng sheng wei miao fa bai jie wan jie na zao yu. Wo jin jie wo de shou chi.
O Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Six Patriarch, Venerable Shenhua, Venerable Reform People, and all good knowing advisors, Amitofo.
Kính thưa Chư Phật Bồ Tát, kính thưa Lục Tổ, Thượng Tiên Khóa, Tiên Hóa, quý thầy cô và quý vị thiện tri thức, A Di Đà Phật.
Phổ Bồ Tát, Chư Phổ Bồ Tát, Liêu Chủ, Sư Phụ Sang Nhân, Ngơ Vệ Chư Cha Nhân, Ngơ Vệ Sang Chư Sư, A Di Đà Phật.
Today is the 17th of February 2019. We are in Rosemead, California at Lu Mountain Temple. We are continuing our discussion of the Six Patriarch Sutra. Let me see. How do I get into this? They change now? Is Google changed the way they do it now? Notification. Available. Is there present? Mode. Chrome. So? F5? That's F5 right there. That's F5. What? Oh, here, file. How come it's so tiny? Present, yeah, there you go. Very small present. Okay. We're on chapter 3, slide 51. Duplicate.
Now we can see, and now we do present. There you go. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. We're continuing chapter 3, slide 51. Tiếp tục giảng kinh này, tâm 51. Sutra text. Magistrate. If the mind ground is only without unwholesomeness, the West is not far from here. If one's heart harbors unwholesomeness, one may recite the Buddha's name, but it will be difficult to attain rebirth there. Shu Qun Xin Di Dan Wu Bu Shan Xi Fang Qi Chu Bu Yuan Bu Yao Ro 怀不善去心念佛往生难道 Sư quân, tâm địa hệ vô bất thiện thì Tây Phương cách đây không xa. Nếu hoài tâm bất thiện thì niệm Phật khó được vãng sanh.
This is fundamental to cultivation. Đây là cái căn bản của cái tu.
You see, people get so excited every day about this Dharma and that Dharma.
Người ta ai cũng là quý vị ai cũng chú trọng là pháp môn nọ.
People say, oh, I should be reciting these the Tibetan mantras.
Người nói là mình nên tu pháp môn Tây Tạng.
Or you can go to a Taoist Dharma hoặc là tu cái pháp đạo sĩ. Or you can do Qigong, it's by far the best. Or yoga is the best. Hoặc là khí công là hay nhất. Hoặc là yoga là hay nhất. Some of my disciples go as far as saying that chan is the best. Và cái người nói là thiền là cao nhất. Yes. Especially those who come on Saturday morning to our chan class. Cheap advertising.
Nhất là mấy người mà tới cái lớp thiền thứ bảy của thầy. They all seem to believe that chan meditation is number one.
There's some people who says, I only meditate. I don't do pure land.
Có người thì nói là tôi chỉ là thiền thôi, dân thiền thôi, còn cái tình độ là không phải của tôi.
And there's some people who says I don't cultivate at all, only losers cultivate.
Có nhiều người thì nói là tôi không tu, mấy người mà cả lắm mới là tu thôi.
You know, all those people. Okay. What the six page chart saying, it doesn't matter.
Ngài Lục Tổ ngài nói sao? Ngài nói là cái pháp môn nó không quan trọng.
It doesn't matter. This is the context of hello.
Yeah. Did you have lunch? Invite to have lunch and the cake. Yeah. That's
have something. Go eat something. No. Okay, don't be shy. Yeah. Okay. So he says that that the mind ground is only without wholesomeness. The West is not far from here. The context is that the people who wish for rebirth of the Pure Land.
Đang nói về cái cách để mà đắc vãng sanh.
There are a lot of people who recite the Buddha's name.
Có nhiều người á, như cô Quả Ngân á, tụng niệm Phật ngày, niệm Phật đêm, phải không?
So people are very serious. They recite the Buddha's name day and night. And yet, the patriarch says here, if your mind, when you recite the Buddha's name, is wholesome.
Nếu như cái tâm quý vị nó thiện.
What does how he define wholesome?
Ngài định nghĩa cái thiện là cái gì?
How did he define wholesomeness? Lack of unwholesomeness. This is very critical.
Nói là cái thiện là gì? Thiện ngài định nghĩa là thiện là không có cái bất thiện.
Is that clear? What is the mind ground first of all?
Cái tâm địa nghĩa là sao?
Mind ground here refers to the basis of the mind. Okay? Like when you cultivate, you need to have the soil in order to plant your crops. Yeah, lúc quý vị trồng trọt, quý vị cần cái đất có thể trồng xuống được. Right? So the mind is analogous to the earth. Thành ra cái mind ground refers to the fact the mind is not that much different from the nature of the earth when you plant, when for planting purposes, for farming purposes.
Thành ngày cái người Tàu thì dùng cái quan niệm là tâm địa, có nghĩa là giống cái tâm mà giống như cái đất khi mà quý vị trồng trọt vậy đó.
If you want to have a good crop, the soil has to be of the proper quality.
Muốn cái mùa được tốt, kết quả tốt, cái sự hái gặt được cái quả tốt thì cái tâm địa cái vị phải tốt mới có thể có được.
All right? So your mind ground has to be wholesome in order for you to get the proper results that you're looking for. In particular, namely here, if you wish to go for rebirth to the Western Bliss Pure Land,
nhất là ngài nhấn mạnh những cái người mà muốn vãng sanh Tây Phương Cực Lạc đó, your mind need to be free of unwholesomeness. Thì quý vị muốn đắc vãng sanh đó, thì quý vị cái tâm quý vị phải cần có cái không có cái bất thiện.
Any questions?
Any questions? No?
This is so six patriarch style.
Đây là cái cách lục tổ ngài dạy quý vị như vậy đó.
This is so Mahayana. Đây là phương pháp đại thừa.
What is it?
If you want to be wholesome, the patriarch says, you want your mind to be wholesome, what do? Okay, you should be free of unwholesomeness.
Nói cách khác, cái pháp đại thừa mình khi mà nói về cái thiện, có nghĩa là cái vị trí thiện, muốn được thiện thì phải cần bỏ những cái bất thiện. That's all. Chỉ nói thôi.
Is that simple? Do not dwell on wholesomeness.
Quý vị đừng có nhấn mạnh chú trọng về cái thiện, mà nhấn mạnh về cái gạt cái bất thiện.
But you should concentrate on getting rid of the unwholesomeness. Is it clear? This is so Mahayana.
Đây là Phật pháp đại thừa. Why? Tại sao như vậy?
The way no. Today's way no.
Tại sao như vậy? Why?
Why can't you simply say I want to concentrate on being wholesome?
Tại sao mình có thể nói mình chỉ cần chú trọng về cái mình sống cái thiện thôi?
Why is that? Why can't you simply say I want to be wholesome?
Tại sao mình có thể nói
this is very important. This is what differentiates Mahayana and Buddhism from the non-Buddhist and from the Hinayana in particular.
Đây là cái sự khác biệt giữa cái Phật pháp với ngoại đạo, với nhất là cái đại thừa với là tiểu thừa.
Okay? Why is that? In order to be wholesome, you focus on not being unwholesome.
Hay giờ đó, quý vị muốn thiện, quý vị bỏ cái bất thiện.
Questions? I know you're all sleepy. We have all have a very good lunch, but it's no excuse for you not to answer my questions.
Ai thì biết ai cũng buồn ngủ dễ sợ lắm. Đều á, bởi vậy mới có cái thằng nhóc đó, nó lưu tới, mấy thằng nó lưu đi tới để khiến quý vị giải khuây.
That's why we have the boys running around making noises to make sure you stay awake. In the future, we train these boys to come over and tickle you if you fall asleep.
Nó mà lớn hơn một tí, thầy sẽ dạy tới nó là tới cù lét quý vị. Ai mà ngủ gật thì cù lét, phản siêu cô hiền thông.
Right, Master Xiển, Xiển Thông.
See, now he'll come over and yell, ta, ta, ta.
Why? Yes, Brady.
Is, it seems like the farther from the temple and environment that we live our lives, is the more we're confronted with unwholesome thoughts. Whereas while we're here, while we're with a Sangha, it seems relatively easy to maintain just wholesome thoughts.
Uh-huh, it's so true, especially our temple. Nói cái chùa mình đặc biệt là tới đây dễ mà ở cái tư tưởng thiền lắm. Nó đúng quá, đúng quá. Như thị, như thị. Okay, it's so true. Much easier, much easier. The environment encourages you to harbor wholesome thoughts. Cái môi trường đó, nó khiến quý vị dễ có những tư tưởng thiện hơn. For example, you notice one thing, for example, our temple has no commercial activities, which will change very soon. As soon we move to a bigger temple, then we worry about money. the funny thing is that temples, they tend to worry about money, have a lot of money worries. Quý vị biết mấy cái chùa ta lo chuyện tiền bạc. Yes or no? Yeah, you go to a temple, usually some you feel like they after money, after your money. Thường vào cái chùa, quý vị có cái cảm tưởng, ấn tượng người ta muốn làm tiền quý vị. Right? That's unwholesomeness right there. Thì như vậy cái không khí nó bất thiện. Agree, disagree? This is what I learned from my master's temple. Đây là cái mà thầy học được ở cái chùa Ngài Tiên Hóa. It's very special in that all his way places, they don't care for your money at all. Quý vị để ý, mấy cái chùa Ngài Tiên Hóa thì đặc biệt ở chỗ đó là họ không có ham tiền đâu. It's so special. Okay? So that's why the environment is more conducive for you to to not have unwholesome thoughts. Cái môi trường như vậy dễ cái vị khiến cái vị dễ có những cái không có những cái tư tưởng bất thiện. But still, why is that in Mahayana when we teach about wholesomeness, we tell you in order for you to have wholesome thoughts, you avoid unwholesome thoughts. Đại thừa mình dạy quý vị có những tư tưởng thiện thì bằng cách là tránh những tư tưởng bất thiện. Why? Tại sao như vậy? Please, someone enlighten me.
Is there any reward?
Any reward? No. There's no reward. Không có cái sự, không có cái thưởng gì hết đó. There's no super lotto. There's no bingo. There's no clearance house sweepstakes. Cái đây không có thưởng gì hết. Trong chùa mình không có gì thưởng gì hết đó. Except for when I bet with you and you win your bet, that's when you get your reward. Trừ phi thầy đánh cá quý vị, quý vị thắng thầy thì quý vị được thưởng thôi. That's the only time. Yes, sir. Otherwise, you get scolded the rest of the time. Ngoài ra quý vị bị mắng hoài à. True or not true? Anyone has experienced being scolded? Có ai bị mắng chưa? Only two of us. Yes, sir. So why?
Bất thiện là mình đã thiện rồi.
Huh?
Chỉ cần mình không có tư tưởng bất thiện là mình đã thiện rồi.
It says, wholesomeness is the absence of unwholesomeness. Precisely. Cái định nghĩa là như vậy. Okay. Yeah. Why do we focus on the absence of unwholesomeness instead of say of focusing on wholesomeness? Tại sao quý vị mình nhấn mạnh về là mình không có cái bất thiện thay vì nhấn mạnh về cái thiện? Yes, ma'am.
Is that because our Buddha nature is already wholesome?
Exactly. The lady from Long Beach. Your Buddha nature is wholesome already. Cái sự thật là cái Phật tính quý vị nó rất là lương thiện. What happens is as you revolve in the reincarnation, quý vị luân hồi đó,
every time you're born, mỗi lần quý vị sinh ra, okay, you acquire more unwholesome thoughts. That's the secret of life. Bí mật của cuộc đời quý vị đó là quý vị mỗi lần mà luân hồi đó, lấy một cái thân mới là có nhiều cái tư tưởng bất thiện hơn. True or not true? Agree, disagree? And we've been revolving the wheel since beginningless time, since time immemorial. Thực sự chúng ta đã luân hồi từ vô thủy rồi. You can't even remember when you started. Quý vị không biết lúc bắt đầu lúc nào nữa. Bà cụ nhớ không? You old lady, do you remember when you started in the wheel? Mấy cái bà cụ này ngồi bên cạnh đó, có nhớ lúc trước mình bắt đầu luân hồi từ lúc nào không? Chin Chang says, I forgot already. Okay? Every time you're born, you create more negative unwholesomeness for yourself. Especially in our Saha world.
Cái quả ta bà này, cái vị sinh vào quả ta bà này, càng ngày nó càng bất thiện.
Is it clear? Any problems with that? Okay? Knowing so. Okay? Furthermore, once you're born, okay, and as you notice how you progress through life, do you become more wholesome or become more unwholesome? Thầy hỏi cái vị tự xét này. Just think of yourself. Don't answer me yet. Okay? Don't answer. Okay? When you think of yourself, Sabina, you become more unwholesome or more wholesome as you get older? Wholesome? Unwholesome, the young Mayan princess tells me.
Con nít nó biết mình càng ngày mình càng bất thiện.
And where do you live? Whittier? Yeah, huh? Questions or comments? Because the environment we live in is called the time of the five vũ trụ. Huh? Five turbidities. Our environment is environment of five turbidities. Wu trụ. Five turbidities. Wu trụ. Okay? Five turbidities. Okay? Kalpa turbidity, all those fights, I forgot. Okay? The era we live in is called the era, the time of five turbidities. Therefore, as time progresses, okay, we become more and more infected, more turbid.
Càng vì càng sống đó, càng lâu đó, càng bị ô uế nhiều, ô nhiễm nhiều.
We become more polluted, more infected. Because of the nature of our existence.
Tại vì cái môi trường mình là như vậy.
Questions or comments? Agree or disagree? So the one reason is that why when we teach you to cultivate, you learn, we teach you to undo the negative stuff, the unwholesome stuff, and what remains is a wholesomeness. Because your Buddha nature is wholesome. As you revolve in the wheel, you add more layers of wholesomeness on top of your Buddha nature.
Tại vì cái Phật tánh quý vị nó là thanh tịnh. Mỗi lần quý vị luân hồi, quý vị tạo từng thêm nhiều cái lớp bất thiện, okay, bất thanh tịnh trên nó. So our Buddha nature has so many layers of unwholesomeness.
Okay? So in order to go back to it, all you have to do is peel off those layers, like peeling off an onion, and go back to nothing, which is the nature, which is your Buddha nature. Giống như quý vị mà bóc cái vỏ gì đó, hành vậy đó, lột một vỏ, okay? Vỏ thêm vỏ, càng lột bao nhiêu, cuối cùng trong cái Phật tánh quý vị nó hoàn toàn là trống rỗng, không còn cái gì ở trong đó, mới là cái đó hoàn toàn là hoàn thiện. Okay, so pure wholesomeness is zilch. Is that clear? In other words, nói cách khác, please be careful. This is why Buddhist teaching is so profound. Tại cái Phật pháp nên rất là sâu xa. Wholesomeness is lack of unwholesomeness. Okay. Goodness is lack of evil. Tại vì cái thiền á là nó do từ bất thiện của mình. Thì nói cách khác á, là khi quý vị bỏ hết tất cả bất thiện rồi, nó còn cái thiện. So in other words, once you get rid of all the wholesomeness, what remains is wholesome. Yes? Khi quý vị bỏ hết tất cả những bất thiện, còn cái thiện. And that the ultimate, the pure wholesomeness is zilch. Và cuối cùng, cái thiền mà nó nguyên chất á, nó vẹn toàn đó, là không có gì trong đó. Nothing in there. Is it clear? Any problems here? Does it answer your question, Jim?
Method of focusing on wholesomeness, is that even a viable method, or is that just completely not work at all?
It works initially, in the end it doesn't work. It's a good point. Khi vì nếu mà chú trọng về cái thiện không á, lúc đầu nó có hiệu quả, lúc sau cuối cùng nó không có hiệu quả được nữa. If you focus, for example, I say, let me focus on the wholesomeness, okay? And so when you focus that, eventually you'll be stuck. And that's the wisdom, that's the Buddha's wisdom, that's the patriarch's wisdom. Nếu quý vị theo cái phương pháp mà chỉ chú trọng vào cái thiền đó, thì quý vị cuối cùng quý vị sẽ bị kẹt. The analogy is what? Song song chỗ nào? The non-Buddhist approaches, they talk about success, talk about happiness, they talk about goodness. Yes? Ta nói những cái tôn giáo khác, người ta nói về cái thành công, nói về cái hạnh phúc, nói về cái tốt, cái thiện. Okay? They keep on stressing about goodness, they're stressing about success, stressing about getting what you want. Okay? That eventually will get you stuck. Cuối cùng quý vị sẽ bị kẹt. Why? Tại sao vậy? Why will you be stuck? Tại sao quý vị bị kẹt? Master Xian Jie, why would you eventually be stuck if you focus on the positive?
More attached.
Attached to what?
To those wholesome feelings.
Or close.
The way it makes you feel when you are wholesome.
The attachment to wholesomeness is unwholesome. Chấp trước vì cái thiền đó là bất thiện. Why? Tại sao? Why is it unwholesome for you to attach to wholesomeness? Tại sao quý vị mà chấp vào cái bất thiện là quý vị bất thiện? Why is that? Be very careful. This is Buddhist wisdom. Đây là cái sự trí huệ sâu xa của nhà Phật mình. Thì I'm sorry, princess. The you Catholics don't have it. I know she's Buddhist. She's my disciple. I know.
I know. But I make fun of her father and her grandma. So why is it unwholesome? Why is it? Anyone? Why? Sorry.
It's because the Sao world, everything is not wholesome.
What?
Because in Sao world, everything is not wholesome.
In what world?
In this world, everything is not wholesome. It's always changing.
In Korea world?
No.
Everything is unwholesome?
It always changes.
It says everything in the Korean world, everything's unwholesome. Người đại hàng nói bất cứ cái gì mà nó đều cái thế gian này đều là bất thiện hết. You are depressed, aren't you? It's a little bit of depression I'm detecting here. Juan just joined us. The premise is that if you want to be wholesome, the patriarch teaches you want to reach wholesomeness, you should focus on not being unwholesome. Okay? You don't focus on wholesomeness. You focus on not being unwholesome. That is the Buddhist wisdom. Only Buddhism has that. Phật giáo mới có như vậy thôi. Okay? We excel at avoiding unwholesomeness. Okay? And the question is, why is it? Why is it? So why do we should teach that? And the answer is that because if you focus on wholesomeness, you are attached to wholesomeness. Right? And so why does attach and when you attach a wholesomeness, then that is unwholesome itself. Nếu như quý vị chấp vào cái bất thiện đó, thì quý vị chấp vào cái thiện thì cái đó là bất thiện. Tại sao như vậy?
Wisdom from the Far East right there.
Chí huệ từ người Á Châu. See how the Asians have a better way to handle this. Why?
If you attach a wholesomeness, it is unwholesome.
Nếu quý vị chấp vào cái thiện là quý vị bất thiện. Why?
Because we still have the desire and our ego is still in charge.
You still have the desire. What desire are we talking about? Sex, food, sleep, or what?
We have the desire that...
Sorry.
that we're better than the others, people. Let me see. The right and wrong.
Close, but no cigars. Yes.
Discriminating. Okay. Just remember, if you attach to wholesomeness, that is unwholesome. That's all you have to remember. And if you don't believe it, then you're unwholesome. You're evil. That's all. It's that simple. You don't believe it, you're unwholesome. That's why you don't believe it. Anyone who doesn't believe is evil. Huh? That's it. You don't need any more definition. Can you train the boy to, slap? Hey, Yarit. Beat up on her. First of all, never mind. Okay. If you attach to wholesomeness, that itself is unwholesome. Nếu quý vị chấp vào cái thiền này, cái đó là bất thiện. Why is that? It's because you know, naturally you will reject unwholesomeness. Because your discrimination, một khi quý vị phân biệt ra, quý vị chấp vào cái thiện, thì tự động quý vị sẽ bỏ cái bất thiện. Agree, disagree. When you attach a wholesomeness, you reject unwholesomeness. Yes or no? Yes? That rejection there is evil. Một khi mà quý vị chấp vào cái thiện thì quý vị tự động quý vị sẽ bác bỏ cái bất thiện. Cái bác bỏ bất thiện là bất thiện. Is it clear? If you reject evil, you reject unwholesomeness, you are evil. You are unwholesome. You are not different. Agree, disagree. This is very subtle. Cái này rất là vi tế. Quý vị phải để ý thôi. You don't pay attention to people who say, I only am a good person. I reject evil. That person eventually ends up being evil. That's Buddhist wisdom. Cái này là cái trí huệ Phật giáo nhà Phật mình đó. Quý vị mà chỉ chú trọng cái thiện thôi, thì cuối cùng quý vị sẽ lọt vào cái bất thiện. Nó dễ sợ như vậy đó. Okay? Because you end up rejecting evil. Và cuối cùng quý vị sẽ bác bỏ cái ác, là quý vị trở thành ác. When you reject evil, you yourself are evil. Một khi quý vị bỏ cái ác đó là quý vị đã trở thành ác rồi. Is that clear? That's very profound Buddhist wisdom. Đây là trí huệ nhà Phật của mình. You get it? Yes, ma'am. The one in front.
So if you're in a situation where it's not good for you, is it still good for you to be there or to get out?
Repeat that.
If you're in a situation where, or in a location that is not good for you,
uh-huh.
Is it still better to be there, to overcome it, or just relocate?
If not good for you, then you find a way to get rid of the good not good for you. You can get out of it. You can lie down and let them run all over you, trample all over you. It doesn't matter as long as you get rid of that unwholesomeness. It doesn't matter. There's no fixed rule.
So there's two ways to either stay where you're at or get out of it.
Either way works.
Either way works.
Yes. If you're strong enough, you stay there. You weak, run away. Okay?
Tôi hỏi là cái trường hợp mà bất thiện, cái chỗ không tốt cho quý vị, mình chạy hay là mình ở lại? Thầy nói nếu quý vị yếu thì bỏ chạy, quý vị mạnh thì ở lại.
If you're strong enough, you stay there. You take it. Strong has nothing to do with strength has nothing to do with unwholesomeness or wholesomeness. Whether you can take it or not, that's all. That's strength, what strength is about. Strength in Buddhism, you know what strength is? Patience. It's not muscles. This is not strength, this is Conan. This is Bruce Lee. You know, before your era. I'm not connecting the young people. Mike Tyson, thank you. help me, come on. Strength is not muscles. Strength in Buddhism, the ultimate strength is patience. Is that clear? You're strong enough, you can endure it.
Mạnh á. Phật giáo mình mạnh không phải là cái bắp thịt, mạnh là cái nhẫn. Cái nhẫn là cái mạnh nhất.
The strongest is patience. Ultimate strength is patience. Questions? Yes, ma'am.
Master, so arhats are not evil though, right?
Arhats are extremely patient.
Huh? They are evil?
They're extremely patient.
Oh, they're patient.
Very patient. More than you, for sure.
Cái A-la-hán, sao nói A-la-hán rất là kiên nhẫn. kiên nhẫn hơn quý vị nhiều. Any other questions? So the mere fact, the theme is that if, yeah, go ahead.
Master, so we should accept the unholiness so we can unwholesomeness, so we can fix it.
I'm not saying we accept it. We reject unwholesomeness. We get rid of unwholesomeness. We don't accept it. You accept it, you evil. Is that clear? You accept it, you are evil. You reject unwholesomeness. You don't attach to wholesomeness. You reject unwholesomeness. That's Buddhist.
Don't reject unwholesomeness.
Earlier you said if you reject unwholesomeness,
it's evil. That's what you said.
No, you reject evil is evil.
Oh, if you reject evil, oh,
gee,
I
these,
see.
These Chinese people. To reject evil is evil. Mình bác cái vị, bác bỏ cái ác là cái vị đang ác. Đồng ý không như thị như thị? It's very subtle. If you reject evil, you are being evil. Nhớ cái chuyện này. Cái vị mà bác bỏ cái ác là cái vị đang ác. Yes, ma'am.
What do we do with evil?
What do we do with evil?
What do we do with it? If we don't reject it, we don't reject it.
What do we do with evil? That's a good point.
What do we do with it?
Now the Asians are worried. They say, this is so anti-Asian. We Asians believe in goodness more so than the Caucasians. Người Á Châu bị lo dễ sợ. Nói là trời ơi, sao mà tôi, cái nền văn hóa chúng tôi là chú trọng cái thiện. Bây giờ mình bỏ cái ác làm sao mà sống được? How can we possibly be Asian now? Yes, sir, in the back. The Caucasian has a solution.
We don't reject evil. We let it be. We don't know what came about, so we avoid it, sidestep it, don't dwell on it.
No, this is why the Caucasians are in big trouble. Người da trắng nói là mình đừng có bỏ cái ác, mình chấp nhận nó. You accept evil? You guys accept evil? What do you do then exactly? You avoid evil? How come you still married?
If you're not going to dwell on and dwell on getting rid of it,
you being sexist. I don't condone that. Okay. You know, Anna, you had to warn me before I prepare my lecture differently whenever, you know, Princess is here. No! What do you do with evil? The question is still, what do Caucasians do with evil? Master Xian Jie, we only have the other white guy we have here that seems to be sane. It's Master Xian Jie. So, what do white people do with evil, sir?
We put them in a prison, I think.
You put the evil in prison. So American. Nói là người Mỹ chúng tôi là mấy người ác là tôi nhốt trong tù. Hopeless. So what do we do with evil? You accept and avoid it in a way? How can you accept and avoid it? Excuse me.
You can accept it and you just, when you accept it, you try not to see it too much.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you avoid it then?
Excuse me.
Next. Good try. That's close. That's very good. Excellent. Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Give her.
Focus on something else.
You accept them as they are, and focus on what?
Like the way she said it is, you accept it, but you can ignore it, not to let it bother you.
You accept it, but you don't let it bother you.
You accept that that's the way they are, so there's nothing you can change. It's just that you just don't let it bother you.
Very good. Are you Asian? I cannot tell you. Yeah. So. Just kidding. I don't want you to think we're racist at all. Nói là mình chấp nhận cái ác, mình đừng có làm cái ác nó khó chịu. Yes, next.
If I say that I'm clean, I don't have to do anything. But if I say that, oh, I'm filthy, so I have to go take a shower.
She has accept evil, then go take a shower after that. Người này còn hay là tôi chấp nhận cái ác xong rồi tôi đi tắm một khác cho nó nhẹ người. Yes, ma'am.
We all have some evil inside of us.
Not me. Speak for yourself. Jesus. It gets real personal now. She says, she's trying to put words to my mouth. She said, don't we have some evil? Meaning, don't you have some evil? I resemble that. I mean, I resent that. Huh? Yes, sir. The Caucasians in the back.
It seems to me when you're confronted with evil, we shouldn't let it change the way we behave. We should continually try to behave with principle and not let it affect us.
The caller is different. I will explain that I will elaborate on the statement later. I say the coloring is a little bit off. Cái màu nó hơi trạch một tí. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Isn't evil a part of suffering?
Evil so, part of suffering? Oh, there's some deep statement right there. Cái ác là cái khổ của mình. Have you heard of the statement from the other side of town, Jim? You remember? See no evil. Hear no evil, speak no evil. I think it's Spike Lee, I think. That's when you see no evil. When you hear no evil and you speak no evil, that's compassion for evil. Excellent. Thank you. Give her some jelly beans. Jelly beans, hey. Jelly beans, give it to her. Shame on you. My princess gets it. As many as you like. Up to two. You see that? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, think no evil. Nghe không? Không thấy cái ác, không nghe cái ác, không nói cái ác, không nghĩ cái ác. Right? That is compassion. Đó là cái lòng từ bi đó. In other words, what does it mean? When you see no evil, what does it mean? Yes.
There's no evil.
What? The Koreans have gone crazy. Wait a minute. No evil? You really see no evil? Really? Oh my God, I'm worried about her now.
If
Shana, can you switch translator, please? We don't want to corrupt her.
Yes. What do you mean by that?
I meant you should not label anybody evil. There's no such person that, when you say somebody's evil, it came from your mind, calling that person evil, discriminating.
This is too much. It hurts. She's been with me all these years, you know. It hurts so much. Next.
If your mind is pure, you don't see evil.
That's what she just said.
Yes.
But I forgive you. Người nói là cái tâm tôi không có thấy ác. Thì nói trời đất ơi, học với tôi 7 năm trời mà không thấy ác này, thì học cái gì, tôi dạy cái việc cái gì đây? Chết tôi rồi. Yes, ma'am.
Like, how would you say that when you see somebody that just kill 5 people or abuse an animal, like, speak no evil is okay, but like, if you say there's no evil person, and then how would you say to other people, like, there's no evil person when obviously in the world there are a lot of evil people, right?
This girl, she's about to shave her head. I'm going to have second thoughts about this. Cái cô này, tôi xin thầy cạo đầu, thầy nói là bây giờ tôi thấy không thấy ai ác là thầy chết rồi, chết với tôi rồi. I don't think she's appropriate for us. She says, I don't see anyone evil. I say, what's the matter with you? Làm sao đi tu được? How can you possibly lead the home life you see no one evil? Oh my God. Now he's scared, he doesn't want to admit. Next. Anyone wants a comment?
We have an internet comment.
Yes, internet comment. It's safe. Keep the distance, yes.
The internet person says, you see that the other person has
a... She or he?
Their name is Chicken to You.
Chicken
so
to
I can't
you.
Tell.
Okay, it's a indeterminate gender. Yes.
That's their YouTube name.
Europe.
They say, you see the person has a Buddha nature, the other person. And you see yourself making mistakes too, so that you see those people are making, like
you
those
people are
making
mistakes.
You see a
person having the Buddha nature. You don't even know what you're talking about. This chicken person. I resent that. I mean, you do talk about something you don't even know. What is this Buddha nature thing? Is it black or white? Is it male or female? Is it chicken or human? You gotta be kidding me. You talk about things that you don't even know you're talking about. Thầy nói là cái Phật tính nó không có ác. Thầy nói trời, nói đừng nói trên trời dưới đất với tôi. Phật tính quý vị đâu biết Phật tính là cái gì đâu, cứ nói đem Phật tính nói hoài. Phật tính nó màu trắng, màu đen, cái gì đâu có biết đâu. You don't even know how what color the Buddha nature is. I mentioned Spike Lee because he brings up, you know, a color right away in your mind. Any other comments? Ai có ý kiến thắc mắc gì không? Cái cô tình độ sao? Huh? Pure Land people, they said, no, I'm not touching these chan matters. Cái này cô nói là tôi tình độ, tôi không chơi thiền với quý vị. Anyone? Okay, back to the drawing board. Next week, we stop the lecture. We start with Buddhism 101. Tuần sau, thầy ngừng giảng cái kinh này. Tại thầy thất vọng quá. Mình đã dạy cái vị Phật học lớp sơ cấp lại. We starting from square one, starting next weekend. We suspend this until you understand this process. Yeah? Any other questions? Anyone wants to change my mind? Ai muốn giúp thầy góp ý kiến để thầy đổi ý rồi tuần sau tiếp tục giảng kinh? You help me change my mind, I continue the lecture. You don't, I will stop the lecture. Now, Billy feels the pressure. Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, this term evil, it sounds, I mean, it's a label, it's a discrimination. Now, there's behavior that's,
I mean, I don't know. What do you describe when someone does something horrible? And I mean, are we not? We're not, I mean, to perceive we. There's
oh, that is so original. From
what are we supposed to do with it?
He drives 2 hours here to come to tell us that there's really actually no evil at all.
No, I'm just saying, well,
there's bad behavior, that's for sure. Is it evil? I don't know.
You don't know about evil. So what about someone who just, in California, just shot 5 of his co-workers in whatever recently, yesterday, is that not evil?
Yeah, it's evil behavior, I agree.
So there's evil, so how do you say it's not evil? Make up your mind. Which one? Is it evil or not evil?
Well, I would say there's a difference between the behavior and then something just being, someone being evil. That's, I don't know what that means.
Talk to your wife about behavior. You give up? You want to stop embarrassing yourself? Huh? Internet people, you want to still make comments, internet people? Here, they give up already. What is meant by see no evil, hear no evil? Huh? Smell no evil. What does it mean? Does it mean you dead? Có nghĩa quý vị chết rồi hả? Không có, không thấy ác, không nghe ác. Có vẻ quý vị chết rồi. Are you deaf? Are you dead? Are you blind? Quý vị mù rồi hả? What does it mean? What does it mean? Yeah. Okay, last chance. Master, the Savior.
Does it mean that you're without unwholesomeness?
No. It means that do not look at others' evil. That's all it means. Có nghĩa là quý vị đừng có nhìn thấy cái ác người khác. Nó chừng nó thôi. That's all it means. Is it clear? Is it obvious now? Is it clear to you now? Stop looking at your husband's evil and make a face. Dạy nó cái đó. Same thing to you. Stop looking at your wife's evil. Is that clear? Stop looking at your son's evil. Stop looking at your neighbor's evil. Đừng có nhìn tới cái ác người khác. Is that clear? Of course. Of course, you recognize evil, right? Killing is evil. You know what evil is. Quý vị thấy cái ác quý vị, you recognize, right? But stop looking at it. You like to look at people's evil. So look at that. Oh, look at that face. That's a face of evil. Look at those ears. Those ears are evil. Look at the way she's dressed. That's evil way of dressing. And the way she walks. That's evil too. You see the point? Quý vị thấy không? Khi vừa bắt đầu nói cái giọng nó ác này, cái mắt nhìn nó ác này, cái miệng nó ác này, hả? Là cái gì cứ cứ chạy với cái ác. You always chasing after people's evil. That's what you like to do. Quý vị thích như vậy. Yes or no? Juan nods his head. Yes or no? You looking at people's evil. I know this one looks at people's evil. She likes to look at people's evil. Cái cô này nè, thích nhìn cái ác người khác lắm. Yes or no? I know you. Cái qua già, cái có đúng không? Thích nhìn cái ác người ta có đúng không? Có không? She says no. The old nun say, I'm a saint. I don't know if people's evil. Huh? Billy, do you look at your wife's evil? He said he's speechless. Ông nói là tôi hỏi cái này, ông có nhìn cái ác của vợ ông không? You see that? We excel at looking at people's evil. Yes or no? Evil, 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 evil.
I know.
Thầy rành dễ sợ, thầy nhìn biết cái là ác này, ác nè, ác nè, đại ác nè. evil, little evil, great evil, indeterminate evil. Huh? Yes.
What if you can't exactly change your mind?
I'm coming to that. Okay? I'm coming to that. Okay? Why should we stop looking at people's evil? Because we cannot change them. It's none of your business. Không phải chuyện của quý vị. The fact you like to look at evil, that is evil. Cái mà thích nhìn tới cái ác người ta, cái đó là ác. Yes or no? It is evil to enjoy looking at people's evil. Anna, how come you're hiding behind me? Vicky. Huh? Is it clear? You instinctively enjoy looking at people's evil. And that is evil. Cái quý vị thích nhìn cái ác người ta, cái đó là cái ác, cái bản tính ác quý vị. That's the evil reflex response you have. So the teaching is see no evil. Thành người ta, tổ sư dạy ra sao? Không thấy cái ác. Meaning what? Stop looking at people's evil. Đừng có nhìn tới cái ác người ta. Okay? What do you do instead? Làm cái gì? What do you do? You have your eyes. What do you do now? Look in the mirror. That's evil enough right there. Nhìn vào cái gương là đủ thấy cái ác rồi. I tell you, this is so profound Buddhism. Cái này là cái trí huệ nhà Phật mình đó. You look in the mirror that has all the evil in the world right there. Do you know that? You embody all the evil in the world. All of it. Mình là có hàm chứa hết tất cả cái ác trong cái thế gian này là mình có. We have it. Don't need to look outside. Đừng nhìn người khác. Look at your own evil. And get rid of it. Bỏ đi. Okay? You see where you're evil? Cut it out. Thấy cái chỗ ác của mình? Do not look at people's evil because you cannot cut them off. They will sue you to death. Đừng có chặt cái ác của người ta. Nó kiện quý vị chết luôn á. Okay? You go bankrupt. Your wife will divorce you. Hoàng. Okay? You only look at your own evil and get rid of your own evil. Mình chỉ nhìn cái ác của mình, bỏ cái ác mình. That's all you do. That's how you become free of unwholesomeness. Đó là cách để quý vị trở thành không còn bất thiện nữa. All right? Questions? It is very profound Buddhist wisdom. Đây là trí huệ rất là sâu xa nhà Phật mình. It's because the Buddha, tại sao như vậy? Tại vì lúc trước Đức Phật đã từng tu cái thiện mà bị kẹt. Because the Buddha, okay, once tried to emphasize goodness and he got stuck. That's why he had to switch to getting rid of unwholesomeness. Lúc trước nhà Phật mình bị kẹt và nhìn vào cái thiện mình bị kẹt. Thành ra cuối cùng phải nhìn vào cái bất thiện mới thoát được. It's from experience. Đây là do kinh nghiệm. It's not theory. You have to do it, then you know what we're talking about. Quý vị làm mới biết được. All right? You don't believe us? Go and dwell on success, dwell on goodness, dwell on wholesomeness. You'll be stuck. Tại quý vị không kinh nghiệm, thì quý vị cứ chú trọng về cái thiện, chú trọng về cái thành công đó, quý vị cuối cùng sẽ bị kẹt. Nhà Phật mình kinh nghiệm bao nhiêu? We get some experience.
because we've broke through already. Okay? Questions? Is it clear? So it's the same thing. Okay? So the basis of our practice of Buddhism is to get rid of the unwholesomeness. Thành cái Phật Pháp mình là chú trọng là phải bỏ cái bất thiện. Is it clear? Not your neighbor's unwholesomeness, but your own unwholesomeness. Đừng có nói cái bất thiện người khác. Mình chỉ bỏ bất thiện của mình thôi. If the world is evil, Sabina, it's not your problem. You only need to be not evil, that's it. Cái thế giới này nó ác, không quan trọng. Mình chỉ cần không ác là đủ rồi. Is that clear?
Self?
You focus on getting rid of your unwholesomeness. Getting rid of the evil part of you. Bỏ cái mà mình ác. Chừng nó thôi, that's all we do. We don't talk about our mother's evil. Đừng có nói tới cái ác của mẹ mình. Our father's evil. Our teacher's evil. Đừng nói cái ác của cha, của mẹ, của thầy mình. Only your evil. Yes.
The teaching we learned earlier about the four marks, the marks of others, right? This is go hand in hand with that?
No. This is different. This is very simple. It's fundamental. Don't look at other people evil. It's that simple. Look at your own. That's it. Never mind about marks. You're not there yet. You need to have this foundation before you can get to marks. Khoan nói tới cái tứ tướng nè. Tướng là ngã, tướng tha, tướng chúng sanh, tướng thọ mạng. Đó chưa tới. Mình chỉ nói rất là căn bản là mình đừng nhìn cái ác này khác. Don't look at others. See no evil. Hear no evil. When they speak evil, you hear nothing. Okay? Người ta nói chuyện ác, mình tai mình điếc. Is that clear? That's all you do. That's fundamental to Buddhism. Phật giáo mình như vậy đó. Căn bản mình là như vậy đó. Okay? If you have that, okay, then you have a chance for rebirth yourself. Nếu cái tâm quý vị như vậy, the patriarch says, if your mind is free of unwholesomeness, you can go to the West easily. Nói cách khác, cái tâm 62, 52 này, ngày Huệ Năng nói, nếu cái tâm quý vị mà không có bất thiện, thì quý vị vãng sanh rất dễ dàng. Yes.
I noticed, like if you go on the internet or you go on Facebook or something like that, and you may go onto like a Buddhism website or something, sometimes you see things posted like on Facebook, and they're all just so, they say they're all Buddhist things, but they're all dealing with all the peace and the happiness and all that sort of stuff, but...
That's evil. That's unwholesome. Because they don't understand yet. This is why it's Mahayana. In Mahayana, we teach you about being free of unwholesomeness. Hinayana, they tend to teach you about wholesome. We don't do that. That's a big difference between Hinayana and Mahayana approaches. Because Hinayana, eventually, they'll be stuck on wholesomeness. We are not stuck on wholesomeness.
Thành ra bên tiểu thừa, đại thừa nó khác cho đó. Tiểu thừa thì nhấn mạnh về cái thiện. Còn đại thừa mình nhấn mạnh cái tránh cái bất thiện.
What if you do something evil in order to do something good?
Don't do that. You don't have wisdom yet to do that. Don't do that. Okay? If you're referring to the actions of someone who has true wisdom, very high level wisdom, Sabina, before you're able to do that. I can tell you, for all of you present here today, that's top turkey. For all you present here today, you, and Baba, okay? Do not do evil. That's all. Until you have a higher level of wisdom, then you can learn to do evil in order to do good. But that's very advanced, not for you.
Thầy nói cái những người có mặt ngày hôm nay, thầy nói cái vị chưa đủ cái trình độ để mà làm cái thiện, nhờ cái ác mà làm cái thiện. Tại vì muốn dùng cái ác mà làm cái thiện đó, phải có trí huệ rất là cao làm mới được. It takes a high level of wisdom. I know none of you has right now. So it's better not to stay away from it. And tốt nhất đừng có làm. Do no evil, like Spike Lee. Or Larry Page. Yes, ma'am.
So if you see evil is happening in front of you, there's an action, you're supposed to walk away and not say anything, not do anything?
When you see evil, okay, stop looking.
So just let it happen to that person?
No.
Yeah?
No, I'm not saying that. Because if you don't do anything, it's also evil. All the teaching is about is that do not dwell on people's evil. Doesn't mean that you ignore it. Sometimes you ignore it, sometimes you don't. It's not fixed.
Then how do you not see evil then?
You close your eyes, honey. Cô em bé hỏi thầy làm sao mà thầy cũng thấy cái ác, thầy nói con cũng thấy cái ác, con nhắm mắt lại. Okay, stop looking. Okay, đừng có nhìn nữa. Stop looking. Yeah, you look, people are doing evil, but you don't see anything. As if you were closed, your eyes are closed. Okay? It means that don't criticize them. Don't judge them. However, the cases where you're in a position to help people, you should help. Okay? But don't criticize them. Thầy nói có nghĩa là mình thấy cái ác mình làm lơ. Có nghĩa là mình không chỉ trích người ta. Để nhiều khi mình có cơ hội mình giúp người ta, mình nên giúp. You understand? You don't see evil means don't look at people's evil because it means that you are critical of them. You love to look at them. That's your reflex response. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to help at all. Because you look at yourself and say, am I so afraid to help because I'm afraid to get hurt? That is evil. Right? Don't do that. You see that? It's still part of the response.
So if A is supposed to be helping B, but A is refusing to.
That is evil.
And then you see it, what is it supposed to
do? You don't judge. If you see someone doing evil, okay, that's be specific. That's a fair question for the Asians. You Caucasians pay attention. You non-Asians, I mean. Okay? What to do when you see evil being done? It's a fair question. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, mình thấy cái chuyện ác. Làm sao mình hey, Alon, go hit Go Yin on Oreo, slap her face. Okay, tới qua nó ký đầu cô Quả Ngân đi, anh thầy coi. Wake her up. Reach over to her your neighbor to your right. Hit her on the head. Vấn đề như vậy. Nhìn thấy là chuyện ác. What do you do? You see someone doing some evil. Like say someone killing people. Yes? Vì thấy người ta đang giết người. Okay? So the teaching is see no evil. Okay? Thấy thì giết người. Phật giáo mới dạy sao? Không thấy chuyện ác. Right? So what do you do? Don't see any evil. So what do you do next? Huh? Navy SEAL says, dive. Cái thủy thủ nói tôi chạy xuống nước. What else? What do you do now?
Yes, Brady. Brady was in Vietnam.
I don't know, Master. You might say this is a Caucasian way. I don't know. But you would try to lessen the evil in a condition like that.
You lessen the evil?
You would lessen the evil. If you could, if your house got put on fire by somebody, and he now is running over to your neighbors, and he's wanting to light your neighbor's house on fire, you better tackle him, or at least do diligence to stop him. If not, you could get sued. You might even get citation for not trying to stop him.
Where do you live? Whittier?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not moving to Whittier. What a city. I don't envy you, Anna. Never. I would never move to Whittier if that's like that. I'm staying Pico Rivera. Roast meat even better.
We have another internet comment.
Oh my. An internet comment. Let's hear it.
They say, when you see evil in people, you should try to protect them. The same as if you see a hurricane. Like, not get angry about it, but just try to protect them.
I like that. And which city does he live in?
I have no idea.
What?
I have no idea where.
Ask him. Okay. So here's what you do. What he answers Chinche's question. Okay. The problem is that you see someone doing some evil, like killing people. What do you do? First of all, see no evil. Agree. Is it clear? Come take act. Agree? Meaning what? See no evil meaning it. Do not criticize that person. Yes? Of course you see evil, but you don't criticize it. Of course you can see black and white, but you don't criticize them. That's what it means. Mình biết mình còn phân biệt được ác với thiện, nhưng mình đừng có chỉ trích người ta. That's what seeing no evil means. Is that clear? Only in Buddhism you have this teaching. Phật giáo mình có cái này thôi. Okay? We say see no evil. Actually, you see evil, but you don't criticize. Thì Phật giáo mới dạy tới cười đó. Đừng có thấy cái ác, thì ra nó là cái gì? Thấy cái ác mà đừng có chỉ trích người ta. Hiểu không cô Quảng Ngân? Làm sao mình mắt mình, sao mà nói mình mù được, mình thấy mình biết cái trắng đen, sao nói không thấy ác, không thấy thiện. How can you can see, you can recognize good and evil. How can you say don't see any evil? That's nonsense. It only means that you don't criticize that person as evil. That's what it means. Đừng chỉ trích người ta. The first fundamental response is do not judge them. Is it clear? Nghe rõ không? Internet people, is it clear? Do not judge people. That's all it means. Is it clear? Don't judge them. They are who they are. Người ta như vậy là chuyện người ta. Is it clear? That's first. Now, we still have a problem. This person is committing an evil act. What do? We don't criticize them. It doesn't mean we do nothing at all. Cái Phật giáo mình dạy, mình đừng có chỉ trích người ta, đừng có phê phán người ta. Đâu có nghĩa là mình không làm gì đâu. You got to do something to help. That's what Buddhism is about. Phật giáo mình thấy từ ác, mình đừng chỉ trích người ta, nhưng để mình cố gắng mình giúp người khác. Đúng không? Mình giúp mà đừng có chỉ trích. You help but you don't criticize. That's Buddhism.
So if you judge them, you're evil yourself.
Yes. But you don't help them, you also just like that person. You are evil's helper. Bad. You're bad. You're just as evil, you don't help. Does it help, ma'am? Is it clear? You see evil, you don't judge that person. You don't condemn that person. But you don't help. Okay? The victims, you're just as evil. You help, but you don't judge the evil. You don't condemn the evil. You're helping doesn't mean you don't. Helping doesn't mean you criticize. You're helping the victim. You don't criticize. Hmm?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you criticize this A person in order to help the B, but you're saying not to criticize, then how are you going to help the B? It's like contradicting.
Helping and criticizing are two different things. But don't criticize them. Mm-hmm. Is that clear? Buddhism is okay to help, but don't criticize. Phật giáo mình có quyền giúp, nhưng đều đừng có chỉ trích người ta. There's a question in the back. No? No more question? Never mind? They give up? Yes? Question, yes, sir, Billy.
You help if you have the right strength and wisdom?
Yes, you help them. You use your best ability to help people. That's part of being a Buddhist, part of Buddhism's teaching. But you don't criticize the aggressor. You only focus on the victim. You don't focus on the aggressor. That's Buddhist wisdom. It's very profound wisdom. You do that, you're on the right track. If you help and you say, oh, that's a bad person, you're evil. That's Buddhism. You cannot help and criticize because that's still evil. Is that clear? You help without criticizing people, then you are good. It's very precise. Thành ra Phật giáo mình hay ở chỗ là khi vì thấy người ác á, thứ nhất mình đừng có chỉ trích người ta. Thứ nhì mình phải nên giúp người, cái nạn nhân. Mình giúp nhưng để đừng chỉ trích cái người mà ác đó thì mới hoài là thiện. Còn nếu mà không giúp là ác, mà giúp mà chỉ trích cái người ác là vẫn ác như thường. Phật giáo mình hay vậy đó. Buddhism is so profound. It's very detailed. Yes, ma'am.
So if you help the other person, you don't criticize
the person. That's good.
Like if you don't criticize, that means that person is being not notified by somebody who can be in charge of that person. So that means nobody knows that this person has been doing it.
So?
So just let it happen.
You don't let it happen. It's beyond your control. You're assuming you can let it happen.
Like if A is keep doing to B, yes. But you said to help B, but don't criticize A.
That's right.
But A, the person who can make the difference with A will not know if you don't either report it or let them know about it?
It's not your business. I understand her point. I'm trying to point out to her that if you notify the authorities, you're harming A. You don't do that. How are you going
to
stop them? You're harming A.
Because somebody above A can stop A from continuing it.
It's not your decision.
Okay.
Your decision is involved in helping the victim, not stopping A. That's a subtlety there. Until you have real wisdom, you can try to stop A. When you have no wisdom, help the victim. That's the teaching. Because when you try to stop A, it requires real wisdom before you know how to stop A. And you don't have that wisdom yet. Wait until you have wisdom, then you can try to stop A.
So wisdom would have to be when you have authority to do that.
Yes, you can really help. You can, because when you try to stop A, when you have wisdom, you stop A, you actually are helping A. When you have no wisdom, you stop A, you actually are harming A and therefore harming yourself. Is it clear? It's not that we don't care. which is our cognizant of our limited abilities. Therefore, we do what is in our range of what we're able to do in a positive way for society. Okay? But when you go beyond our boundaries, when you have no wisdom, we back off. Not yet. You will be taught how to do that later. Not yet. Not right now. Thằng thầy nói cái này quan trọng lắm. Không có nghĩa là mình cứ như người A đang giết người B, mình giúp người B thôi, là tại cái nạn nhân phải giúp, đó là cái bổn phận của người mình. Mình không có quyền hại người A, tại vì cái vị hại người A đó là cái vị đang tạo nghiệp. Sau này cái vị, sau khi cái vị có trí huệ rồi mới được dạy phương pháp để mà hại người A để giúp người ta sự. Còn cái vị chưa có trí huệ không thể nào giúp người ta được thì lầm lơ. You don't know, you don't have wisdom, you don't touch it. That's wisdom. Chưa biết cách thì lầm lơ, đừng có đụng người ta. Khi quý vị thấy rõ ràng có trí huệ rồi, có quyền. Chưa có trí huệ lầm lơ. Okay? When you have real wisdom, you'll be taught. You don't have wisdom, hands off. Do what you can. Okay? Because if you have no wisdom, you say, I'm going to have stop A because he's going to harm others, you're talking out of stupidity. We don't do that. That's not Buddhist. Nó nói tôi phải cản người này tại người ta làm chuyện ác. Cái đó khi nói một cách vô minh, tại cái việc không biết, nói tầm bậy. Does it help? We stuck on this point here on slide 52 for an hour and a half already. Can we move on? Mình bàn cái này một tiếng rưỡi đồng hồ và quý vị vẫn chưa thỏa mãn. Is it clear?
Another internet.
Yeah. I still have another internet. Dissatisfied customer. Không, mọi người vẫn chưa thỏa mãn. Yes, go ahead. Spit it out.
Well, there are a few things, but this is Lynn from Kansas.
Kansas.
But the question originally...
We don't talk to Kansas. Sorry. Go ahead.
One question was if we could clearly define what Mahayana Buddhism means by good and evil.
Yes. You don't need to go to Mahayana, sir. Kansas is the same as California in good and evil.
Thằng cái bên mạng nó nói bên từ Kansas, tiểu bang Kansas sẽ gãi qua. Ta hỏi là phải định nghĩa thiện với ác. Thầy nói Phật giáo thiện ác chỗ nào? Thầy nói Phật giáo thiện ác ở bên California, tiểu bang California với bang tiểu bang Kansas nó giống nhau. Exactly the same thing here in California. What's good and what's evil? What's evil? Huh? What's good? What's evil? Okay. First of all, I give you the answer for good and evil. That has nothing to do with Buddhism, Kansas, or Catholicism.
Thứ nhất, thầy trả lời cái gì, cái thiện với ác gì, nó không liên quan tới Phật Pháp, hoặc là cơ đốc giáo, hoặc là cái tiểu bang Kansas. You know it. Thank you. You yourself know what's bad, don't you? Raise your hands, please. Somewhere in your heart, it says, this is bad. Yes or no? You have it. All of you have it. Trong cái tâm quý vị biết á, là cái gì ác rồi. Yes or no? You know what's evil already, don't you? For example, stealing. Good or evil?
Tâm quý vị biết cái hạng ăn cắp là tốt hay là thiện?
Good, right?
Okay.
Yes? Killing. Is it good or evil? Giết
là tốt hay là thiện?
Huh? Goodness, right? No? Okay. So my point here is that, see, you disagree already. I rest my case.
Những cái người đó, thầy hỏi cái hiện đồng ý nó biết là người.
See, you know about good and evil. See, you don't need me. See, I can say it's good, but you say, you just help me prove the fact that you know already. You don't need me.
Thầy mới chọc cái gì, thầy nói, ăn cắp á, là tốt. Ai cũng lắc đầu. giết người là tốt, ai cũng lắc đầu. Thầy mới chứng minh quý vị thấy là cái tâm quý vị, cái cô Quảng Ngân cũng biết thiện là sai, đâu cần thầy đâu. Thấy không? I just proved to all of you. You know already, you don't need me. Tell the internet people, Kansas people that. Yes, sir. It's two different things. Thank you. Thank you. We know it's evil. Yes, I know. He talked about what's the definition. We're talking about action. It's two different things. This man is very demanding. Californian people are like that. California, địa bàn này khó khăn dễ sợ lắm. Biết chưa đủ nữa. Tôi biết và tôi vẫn làm sai. The California says, I know, but I still do evil. I said, thank you for asking, sir. Thầy nói cảm ơn quý vị, hỏi hay dễ sợ lắm. Yes, so the question is, what is the definition? I said, you know yourself in your heart. You know what's evil and what's bad already. Most of it you know already. Thứ nhất, thầy nói quý vị nghe, cái thông thâm tâm quý vị tự biết ác với thiện. 95% you know already. 95% thầy biết, quý vị biết rồi. Yes, because it bothers you here. Yes. Cái tâm quý vị nó khó chịu. Yes or no? Please, please. Okay? You know. There's a 5% you're not sure. Yes? Còn phần quý vị không chắc. Yes or no? Sometimes you're not sure. Yes? You say, oh, I'm not sure. That's the one we should be worried about. Agree, disagree. Cái phần quý vị biết rồi, quý vị không cần chúng tôi giúp. Quý vị phần biết á. What do you do? You ask the person with wisdom. That's the definition of evil and good. Nên cái định nghĩa của thầy á, thiện với ác cho nó đó. First of all, you yourself know what's good already and what's evil already. There's a part where you're not sure, you should go ask someone who has wisdom. That's all. That's my answer. Don't worry about Buddhism. Don't worry about Catholicism. Don't worry about Taoism. Don't worry about the scholars. Doesn't matter. You know yourself already, and when you're not sure, make sure you ask someone with wisdom, not just any idiot.
What if you don't ask someone with wisdom? Then what if you don't idiot. Ask anyone?
Sorry. Anna, can we have a talk? Can we talk about this? I apologize. She takes it so well. Yeah. There's some wisdom in there somewhere. You understand? That's when you're not sure, you should go and ask someone who has wisdom. Okay? So what is wisdom? I don't know. Does it make sense? Someone who has wisdom, meaning that you should check, make sure this person really has wisdom. Don't just listen and believe just anyone. That's the meaning of someone has wisdom. Don't just believe anyone. Look and look until you find someone who has real wisdom. Don't just believe it's your mother, your father, your teacher, your monk, okay, your priest, your friend. Doesn't matter. Until you find someone with wisdom, then you can trust. If not, keep on looking and looking and looking. Keep asking and asking and asking. Is it clear? What happens, you find out, Sabina, as you take more classes and you grow older, you stop at your teacher. You stop at the first person you know, and that's not wisdom. Thành ra thì dạy là quý vị, cái gì quý vị không biết á, là quý vị nên kiếm cái người mà có trí huệ. Người có trí huệ là ai? Không có nghĩa là cha mẹ mình, không có nghĩa là thầy mình, không có nghĩa là ông sư, không có nghĩa là bà ni, mà phải cái người nào có trí huệ mình mới tin được. Mình không cần biết ai, chỉ cần biết người có trí huệ thôi. Sometimes it's better ask someone, a lay person who has more wisdom than a monk. Như cái người tại gia có trí huệ hơn người xuất gia. It's very common in Buddhism. Okay? So you keep on asking and checking for a person with wisdom. Until you find that person with wisdom, you have to keep looking. That's my answer.
Before you do something, you're not sure is good or evil,
don't do
you
it.
Have to ask someone.
Don't do it. Good question. Thì như cái trường hợp mà quý vị mà sắp làm cái chuyện mà không chắc chắn quý vị nên làm gì, đừng có làm. Don't do it. Until you're sure. Okay? Just back off. Okay? Just wait. I wait. Until I'm 18. You like it, Anna? Yeah, I'm making amends now. You have a big mouth. Okay.
Another question from Lynn.
What? From where?
Lynn is in Kansas.
Oh no! Oh, not a Kansas person. This is too much. Go ahead. Just let the Kansas person go first. So far away.
I'm not sure if that actually that's a he or a she, but
doesn't matter.
They ask how
we are. We don't discriminate against genders.
So the question is, how do we know a person has wisdom? What do we use in ourselves to recognize it?
You keep on sitting. It's a good point. The point here is that you have to look for wisdom, for person with wisdom. That now you have to go to Buddhism to have a definition of wisdom. Wisdom is someone who is enlightened. Not just experienced, not just educated, not just old, not just rich, not just Warren Buffett, not just Bill Gates, not just Jeff Bezos, not just your best friend. Someone who is enlightened is the person who has wisdom. In Buddhism, we call a person who has wisdom is a person that must be enlightened. Before that, you are have no wisdom. Phật giáo mình dễ sợ lắm. Cái quý người có trí huệ là Phật giáo mình chỉ người mà giác ngộ rồi mới thực sự có trí huệ. Cái người mà chưa giác ngộ, không có trí huệ. No wisdom and unenlightened people. Questions. Does it help, Sabina? This young lady here asks real good questions. I'm sorry my answers are not that good as good as your questions, though. Shame on me. I see no evil. I don't see evil in myself. Very good. Very good. One more jelly bean. Excellent. I'm so proud of her. I mean, she's my disciple too, you know. Đệ tử của thầy mà. Giỏi, nó hỏi, thông minh dễ sợ. Such good questions. Okay? So for the Kansas person, in Buddhism, we have a clear delineation of wisdom and non-wisdom. In wisdom in Buddhism is a person who is enlightened. Is it clear? Now, Phật giáo mình hay lắm. Mình rõ ràng người có trí huệ là cái người giác ngộ mới có trí huệ. And how do you know? That's her next question. That's what she means, I think, the internet people. Okay? You know, you don't know. That's why in Buddhism we have a system, a referral system called call a lawyer. Thành Phật giáo mình có hệ thống là có xác nhận đàng hoàng, gọi luật sư quý vị. Okay? In Buddhism, what is that referral system? It's called? A patriarch. That's for sure. If you hear patriarch, that's a person of wisdom. Phật giáo mình tổ đó, cái chữ tổ đó. In Mahayana, not Hinayana, not the other Vietnamese Mahayana, whatever. No, Chinese Mahayana, when you call patriarch, that's wisdom right there. Phật giáo mình đại thừa, mình cái hệ thống đại thừa mình gọi là tổ đó, người có trí huệ. You don't call yourself patriarch, you are not certified patriarch unless you have wisdom. Cái người tổ đó đều có trí huệ hết. And the patriarch designates the next person with wisdom. He certifies them. Cái người tổ đó ta xác nhận cái người khác có trí huệ. That's the patriarch's job, by the way. Cái người tổ đó, bổn phận người tổ là the patriarch doesn't necessarily have to teach. He has to certify the next in line, next generation. Cái người tổ một cái nhiệm vụ. I finally figured out, I asked myself for 20 years, I asked, what does the patriarch do? Thầy 20 năm trời thầy suy nghĩ, tại sao ông tổ, chị tổ làm cái gì? Because that's how many patriarchs, they don't do anything. I can think of this second patriarch who doesn't do a damn thing, you ask me. I mean, Anna, I apologize. It's just a bad habit. It's just evil habits in me. Do you understand? In Mahayana, I wonder for a long time, I say, what does a patriarch do? In Mahayana, why do they call these people patriarchs? And they don't call the other people patriarch. Cô còn ngân biết, thầy thắc mắc cái chuyện này 20 năm mà thầy hỏi tại sao bên Đại Thừa mình có cái hệ thống tổ sư, bên kia họ không có, Tiểu Thừa nó không có. Hinayana, they don't have it. No one has it. Mahayana is very clear. For us, Mahayana, something called patriarch, that's it. You save. They have wisdom. And Đại Thừa mình, cái danh từ rất là đặc biệt. Let me repeat for your sake, especially Kansas people, the Kansas people, okay? Only in Mahayana, patriarchs, are they certified to have wisdom. Outside Mahayana, a lot of people call themselves enlightened, call themselves patriarch. It's not the same. In Mahayana, it's just like a vehicle identification number. You certify to be, you know, like your phone has a certain ID that has been verified to have wisdom, to be enlightened. Mahayana, we have that system called patriarch. And so the patriarch's job is not necessarily to teach, but one of the very important jobs that the patriarch does is to certify that the next generation has wisdom. That's critical for us. And Phật giáo mình, Đại Thừa mình đặc biệt chỗ đó, Nguyên Thủy không có. Cái hệ thống có Đại Thừa mà nó có thôi á, là cái người tổ thắc mắc chuyện này lâu rồi. Người tổ người ta không cần dạy ngay quả ngân. Nhị tổ chưa cần dạy, mà nhị tổ phải cần xác nhận cái đời thứ ba là ai, người có trí huệ. So the patriarch has to certify next level, next generation, lower and future generation, who has wisdom for us to come and ask for instructions, ask for clarifications. Thành ra xác nhận người tổ đó, để mình có thể tới gặp những người tổ đó mà xin giải quyết những cái thắc mắc của mình. That's in Mahayana only. Yes?
What if the next generation does not have wisdom?
There's always next, they always have it. You just don't know. You can be assured, Sabina, that the next generation has been certified already. That's what the patriarchs do. In Mahayana. So my teacher is Master Xuanhua, a great teacher. Okay? He's a patriarch. So before he left, he certified a group of people who are enlightened already. He certified that before he could leave. Hình như, chẳng hạn như, làm sao mình biết được, thì ta nói, mình cái hệ thống tổ, chẳng hạn như, Ngài Tiến Hóa là một vị tổ, okay? Đời trước. Thì trước khi mà Ngài chết á, Ngài bỏ đi, Ngài phải xác nhận cái đời sau ai là người có trí huệ. Ngài đã làm rồi. He did that already before he could leave. Trước khi chết phải làm cái đó mới có quyền chết. Dễ sợ như vậy. Meaning you cannot kill a patriarch until he's done his job. Nói cách khác, cái người tổ, cái vị giết họ không được, trừ chỉ họ chỉ chết sau khi mà họ làm xong việc là họ mới chết được thôi. They cannot die, they cannot leave until they're done certifying the next generation. So that's why he had to wait and wait and wait and wait until he's certified. Then he could leave. Thành Ngài Tiến Hóa phải đợi xác nhận xong rồi, xong hết rồi mới đi được. That's what he did. So he certified second patriarch, ông xác nhận đời thứ nhì. He certified the other guy, and the other guy, xác nhận rồi đó, okay? Mới chết được. Then he died. That's only in Mahayana. Đại thừa mình có như vậy. So that's how answer to Kansas people that you don't recognize them. There's no way for you to recognize someone has wisdom or not. You use the referral system. Dial 1-800-LAWYERS. Okay? Does it help? It's fantastic. Only in Mahayana do you have this. Đại thừa mới có thôi. Only unique to Mahayana. Đặc biệt đại thừa mới có thôi. Not, no one else has it. So for example, Chan Patriarch, Six Patriarch is a Chan Patriarch. Chẳng hạn như cái thiền tông mình đó, là lục tổ đó, là những người giác ngộ đó. He certified the seven patriarch. Ngài đã xác nhận cái đời tổ thứ bảy. And his colleagues, his peers are also certified teachers as well. Because on chapter, later chapters, he certified like 20 different students. Tại mấy cái chương sau này, Ngài lục tổ mới xác nhận 20 mấy người đệ tử Ngài đã giác ngộ rồi. Okay? But he had a lot more than that. We only know about 22. Đều giấu hết, chỉ có cho cái vị biết 22 người thôi. He only allow us to know about 22, but he has like hundreds. I assure you, Ngài lục tổ các mấy trăm đệ tử luôn. Để cho cái vị biết 22 người đại đệ tử thôi. He only let us know about 22 great disciples only. Great disciples. But he has a lot more. You have to wait till later chapters. Sau này giảng tiếp quý vị mới thấy. It's fantastic. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Is Kansas happy? If they're not happy, they complain. Don't worry. Yes. Okay, any other questions? Yes. Just slide 52. We cannot get beyond 52. Ngày hôm nay nó kẹt. Một tấm này. Yes, ma'am.
So in Korea, we found to enlightened monk, right? So when they became the bodhisattvas, they don't have the patriarch system, but do they know they reach certain enlightenment themselves? They know they are supposed to...
All the people certify them.
Other people come and certify them?
Yeah, Chinese certify them. The Americans certify them.
Oh.
They don't need to certify themselves, but we certify them.
Oh. Because some Koreans told me that when I said, Master says, Chongwon Sunim was second grand bodhisattva, several people told me, oh, I have heard that from somewhere, that he's second grand bodhisattva. So there were like kind of like rumor, kind of like common idea, people spread around. I don't know where they came from.
Because the other people certified him already. We're not the first.
So people know.
Of course we know.
How do you know when you're wise?
How do you know when you're wise?
How do you know when you have wisdom?
You know when you become such a nice person. Okay? Yeah. You see no evil. You hear no evil. You think no evil. You speak no evil. You do no evil. That's when you know, naturally. Okay, good question. Hỏi làm sao biết mình là có trí huệ? Thầy nói cái vị có trí huệ khi cái vị không thấy ác, không có nói ác, không có nghe ác, không có làm ác. Tự động mình biết mình có trí huệ. You know you have wisdom immediately. Okay. And by the way, the people with wisdom is the fact that when they have wisdom, they know they're enlightened. Okay. Cái người mà có trí huệ, cái người mà có giác ngộ, ta biết người ta giác ngộ. They know they enlighten themselves. So they know they have wisdom. Họ biết được. So that's why Master Trung Hoa does not need anyone to certify him. Because he's enlightened by himself. His teacher is not, but he's enlightened. Sư phụ Ngài Trung Hoa, người đại hàng, không phải là người giác ngộ, mà Ngài Trung Hoa là giác ngộ. Để khi Ngài thành lúc Ngài giác ngộ rồi, Ngài tự biết mình giác ngộ. He knew that he was enlightened himself. He doesn't need his teacher. Okay? Does it help?
All right. Can we move on? So that I'd like to finish the next slide and go to next section. Yes, I can. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, my question had to do with Sabina's question about Master answer her that everyone knows if they're doing good or evil, that they actually do know. But I've seen people who are confused that they're doing evil, but they think they're doing good. Mm-hmm. So in those cases, they wouldn't be asking for advice.
Yeah.
So if we all follow, so there are times where we're confused about good and evil, isn't it?
That's why we usually go ask to be certified.
So for common people?
That's why in Buddhism, when you and believe kids, you have wisdom, you should have someone else certify you. You don't decide for yourself, you have wisdom.
Right, so for kids, when they're wondering if they're doing good and evil, what should they do?
They should assume that they
have no wisdom.
Until someone certifies you, you have no wisdom. And that's the answer. Trước khi mà quý vị được xác nhận, quý vị không nên tự coi là mình có trí huệ. It's when you assume you have wisdom, then it's not safe. Okay?
What people certify you?
The patriarchs certify you because their job is to certify you. And then you now, once you become certified, you certify the next person. Okay? Tổ mới xác nhận cái vị được. 53. No more questions. I have 5 more minutes. Okay? No more questions. Okay? 53. When one's heart harbors unwholesomeness, one may recite the Buddha's name, it will be difficult to attain rebirth. What he says, if your mind is unwholesome, it's extremely difficult to attain rebirth. Một khi mà cái tâm quý vị đó, nó có hàm chứa những cái ác, quý vị rất khó mà đắc vãng sanh. This refers to the fact that the people who think that they can recite the Buddha's name attain rebirth by themselves. Cái này là nói về cái tự lực. Những cái người nghĩ là dám tin rằng mình có thể tự niệm Phật mà đắc vãng sanh đó, thì đây là cái bài học của những người đó. This pertains to those types of people who says, I recite the Buddha's name, I'm pretty sure I can go to the pure land. I'm pretty sure I can help people go to the pure land. Okay? Có những hàng người nói, tôi niệm Phật, tôi tin tôi có thể đắc vãng sanh được. Tôi tin tôi có thể giúp người khác đắc vãng sanh được. And this is the answer, the patriarch answer to them. It says, if your heart harbors unwholesomeness, if you have these negative thoughts, you cannot attain rebirth, let alone try to help others get rebirth. Is it clear? Cái này ngài hạng dạng rất là hay. Ngài nói có những người hạng người nói tôi niệm Phật cả đời tôi. Okay? Tôi chắc chắn tôi đắc vãng sanh, tôi chắc chắn tôi giúp người khác đi vãng sanh được. Thì ngài lục tổ ngài dạy rằng nếu quý vị có niệm Phật cả đời đi nữa, mà nếu quý vị trong tâm vẫn còn những tư tưởng mà bất thiện đó, đừng có hòng vãng sanh, nó khó lắm. Mà đừng nghĩ mình có thể giúp người khác đắc vãng sanh được. Cái này không thể có được. It's not possible. Okay? Is that clear? This is unequivocal. What's the word for that? What happened to my English advisor? Okay? Unequivocal, whatever. Irrefutable. Yeah. Unequivocal, there you go. Something like that. Okay? Questions? I want you to refer, you lay people, and I want you when you go to prayer, remind this thing here. Because if you think you can attain rebirth by reciting Buddha's name by yourself, good luck. Cái này chứng minh cho quý vị thấy rằng có những người ta tu tịnh độ, ta nói tôi niệm Phật thôi, tôi chắc chắn tôi vãng sanh đó. Thì cái ngài lực tuổi ngài trả lời cho quý vị thấy đó. Quý vị niệm Phật cả đời đi nữa mà tâm còn cái những cái sân hận, những cái tham sân si đó, thì đừng có hòng vãng sanh được đâu. Đừng có tưởng bở. Is that clear? It's so cool. This is he's doing us a favor. Giúp biết bao nhiêu người tu. And you know the funny thing is those Pure Land people, she's sleeping. She has no interest in that.
Mấy người tu tịnh độ cứ nghĩ là mình ngon lành, tu niệm Phật cả đời, tu chắc chắn vãng sanh, đừng có hòng. Cái chắc chắn đó là chết ngay lập tức. You say, I decide the Buddha's name, I'm so sure I'm going to attain rebirth. Huh? That you so sure right there is evil. Unwholesome. Cái dám quả quyết đó, cái đó là thiếu cái thiền ở trong đó. Đừng có hòng vãng sanh. Is it clear? So cool. This teaching is so beautiful. Next time you go to slide 54. Is it okay? Tuần sau mình tiếp tục 54. And thanks to Sabina's presence today, we finished 2 slides. Nhờ cái cô Sabina ngày hôm nay mình giảng được 2 câu. And I apologize again to her mother.
And we have
I will wash my mouth.
We have people from Barcelona, Kansas, Iowa, and Seoul on the chat.
Oh my God. Confused people talk a lot. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Thank you. Từ xa tới từ bên gì đó, Bồ Đào Nha, bên Kansas, bên gì đó xa xôi, ta nghe. You know they're like wee hours in the morning right now, and they stay up to listen to the lecture. That's so cool. Hiện bây giờ bên Âu Châu là 3-4 giờ sáng. Yeah. 10:30. Let me exaggerate a little bit. Ignore my comment, please. Yeah. Yeah, and gender. Just kidding. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Okay, you got the jelly beans, huh? You got.